A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but she has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, she immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. I had the most fortunate experience of spending 10 days in Greece. It is a beautiful country with lovely, friendly people. Our tour group visited such amazing archaeological sites as the Parthenon, the stadium at Olympia, and the ancient Ephesus. What intrigued me the most was how archaeologists have uncovered parts of ancient treasures, and they then piece them together to form a pillar, or a part of a temple, or even a facade of an ancient library. Unfortunately, not all the pieces are able to be found, and how an actual structure then might look is left up to our imagination. The same phenomena seems to be happening in today's gospel. Jesus didn't often explain his teachings in depth, or at least the gospel writers did not include them. But today, we hear the meaning of one of Jesus' parables, the sower and the seed. We learn that the seed is in fact the word of God, and it's clear as Dominicans and as Christians that we are responsible for spreading the word in whatever way that we can. In my mind, the word is like some of those treasures, those ancient pieces of stone that clearly belong to a piece of something bigger, but we don't always know what that is. And the same thing is with the word. We share it, but we don't always know what it means. But what occurred to me is, what about the soil? Jesus describes the various kinds of soil, but leaves it up to our imaginations of what to do with it. Individually, we can each work our own soil, working it and feeding it through prayer and silence so that the word can take root and grow and flourish. But what responsibility do we have for the soil of others? I don't know the whole answer to that, but it remains buried like some of the pieces of ancient treasures that we might someday find. But it seems to me we can provide the tools that others may need for tending their soil, such as solid teaching or inspired preaching. We might be models of how to work our soils. We might be valuable in encouraging others to prepare their soil. If we happen to be some of the rocks causing problems for others, perhaps we ourselves can remove them so the word can grow in others' soil. Gradually, we may unearth a greater understanding of this particular parable and of the word in general. We may each discover more effective ways of enriching our own personal soils and helping others to enrich theirs. Most of all, we know that we can be grateful for the knowledge that our own loving God wants to take root in our lives and blossom. Good luck with your soil.